Hey everyone, your designers are here.
I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home. And we've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Pumpkins galore in decor.
Oh, whoever thought that up, I love it.
I know.
Very clever.
Pumpkins.
It's not quite pumpkin time, but boy, it sure is getting close, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And when we're talking about pumpkins today, we're talking about using them in your fall decor. Mm-hmm. But I want to clarify before we get started that we're not just talking about real pumpkins. We're talking about the fake pumpkins that you can buy. We're talking about real ones. We're talking orange, white, all varieties, all shapes, and the real and the fake ones. So, you know, there's so many ways that you can use pumpkins in your decor. And I'm going to start with the pumpkin queen. Well, I don't know. I'm thinking it's Yvonne. I don't know. Kelly, are you a big pumpkin user?
I love pumpkins. Has anyone seen my pumpkin Pinterest board? It's absolutely scrumptious, I have to say.
Do you have a separate board for pumpkins?
I do.
Oh, then we're going to let you go first.
Okay, well, you go first.
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't want to declare myself pumpkin royalty, but...
I'd rather be the pumpkin princess. That sort of rolls off the
tongue. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, okay. Do it.
Well, I see pumpkins in a lot of things that you might not see pumpkins in. So I'm going to start off with one of my favorite pumpkin... My favorite repurposes into a pumpkin, which is a little sort of, an off the grid thing, So I'm in the hardware store.
She's off-roading already.
I'm off-roading a little bit. So let me just start with something that's going to maybe catch some people's attention. Some people might be like, that's kooky.
Just
want a real pumpkin.
To it.
Okay. So I'm in the hardware store, like I am a lot, and I'm in the sort of the cleaning aisle, and I see those little... copper scrubber brushes? Yeah, scrubber pads?
I've seen your post on this.
Okay, they're super cute.
But they're pods?
Oh.
Or they're scrubbers?
They're the little scrubbers, the little round things. And so I'm looking at them, they come in a package of three, and I'm like, oh, I see a pumpkin in there. And so I bought, I guess, one of those days I was like, oh, I need to have these. So I bought, I don't know, like probably 10 packages.
What color are they?
They're copper.
Oh,
so they're orange, but they're they're metal.
And are they in the shape of a pumpkin?
Anita Jean.
I haven't seen these things.
Well, they're the little scrubber pads that people would use to scrub pots with.
But they're not flat like a pad?
No, they're round.
No, they're puffy and round, and you can puff them up even a little bit more.
All right, I don't get out much. I thought I'd already said that. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So I grabbed about 10 packages. So now I have like 30 of these little things. And I thought, okay, I got to make pumpkins out of these. So then I took a walk in my neighborhood and I found little perfect little sticks. And so I glued the little, you can sort of stuff a little stick in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I put a little glue in there. Mm-hmm. And then I made little felt leaves. Mm-hmm. And I glued them on. And they are so darn cute. So I made
such
a bunch
crafty
of them.
One.
I was really in a crafty moment. And so when I gave some away in my blog and people loved them. And then I actually got a few emails with photos of people who had made them at home.
Oh, how
super
fun.
Easy
don't
to make.
You love that?
I love
when I get those.
And
well,
you
now,
can also
are you gonna
use
link
them.
To these? Because I've got to see these.
Of course I'll link to these. They're very popular on Pinterest. But I will also suggest that you could use them as place cards because they're super cute.
How
you tie
cute is that?
A little tag.
And then you can use them
the
later
stick.
To scrub your pots with, right?
And then, everybody can help you in the kitchen after dinner.
Oh, I see now. Mm-hmm. I see how
That's
this is going down.
Into the dinner party.
Yeah.
Use your pumpkin.
Here's your sponge and washcloth. And here's the cleaner.
Exactly. I'll give you a little Windex, too.
And Kelly, here's my visions of you. You talk about so much about walking your neighborhood, gathering branches and sticks and things. And I could just see you. They're going, there's that crazy lady again carrying those dead branches.
I know, right? And then when I'm looking for acorns and little sticks, I'm just like looking down at the cement. Like, what is like there's some secret message written there. What is this woman is nuts?
Is Emmett embarrassed to walk with you?
No, he loves it because he likes to stop a lot too.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
So anyway, that's my little off-grid pumpkin craft that I wanted to kick off with.
Well, I'm going to start with.
So it doesn't even have to be a pumpkin. You can kind of make up your own.
But I'm going to talk about real pumpkins for a minute and tell you there's a way that you can clean them when you bring them in. And they will last a lot longer.
Ooh,
and I have a post and I'll put that
in
the show notes.
Me too.
Real easy. And they last significantly longer if you do this.
Well, do tell. What do you
do? Well, you use a drop of like dish detergent and a little bit of Clorox. And I won't go into the rest, but you
wash. She's making us go over to her blog.
You need to go to my blog to see. So you need to wash your pumpkins.
Oh, I always wash my pumpkins, but I didn't know there's a secret thing to wash them with. Okay.
And this is another, just keep the pumpkins wet.
Yeah.
If you have an outside bird bath, scrub it all out, fill it with water, float pumpkins in them. It is so cute.
Oh.
And that, like those little mini ones, those baby boos and the little orange ones.
Like bobbing for pumpkins?
Yeah. Yes. And then I have these, they're round balls that light up at night and they float. And they look so pretty in there with the pumpkins. Like these.
So this isn't just to clean them.
They're maybe the size of a golf ball.
Whoa.
And they look so pretty. So I have mine out. I had mine out in the back porch where my bird bath was, but I moved my bird bath. So I'm thinking about bringing it around front just for the season.
Oh, I think you should. I want that from the center.
Good idea. You're both tied for tip of the day, but it's too early. I can't call it yet.
It's way too early. Yeah,
we can call it retroactively. So
oh, we've never like done that. It's usually in the moment.
No.
Okay.
Well, if it's at the end and we haven't heard something as good, we can always call it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here's my thing. Now, I got the whole idea of putting the moss balls on top of the candlesticks from Yvonne.
Yeah.
And I am totally in love with that idea. So I'm really into the putting the things on top of these tall candlesticks. Mm-hmm. So how about putting not the huge ones, but some of the smaller pumpkins on there?
I do that all the time.
She does it already. So of course she does.
Right.
No.
Been there.
Well, you know what I saw on your post, and your post, I think it was last couple of days, I saw you had a bird's nest.
Oh, yes. I do that too.
On one of your posts. But also think about this. You know, you can get those little velvet pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have a couple posts about those that are so gorgeous.
Now, do you make them or buy them?
I've made them, and let me tell you what, it's worth every penny to buy them because they're not hard to make, but they're very work intensive, and you just have to have a lot of moving parts.
And as you said, cutting velvet is very messy.
Oh, it's horrible.
I now know that. But anyway,
from your beautiful
from the throw. Pillows, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a little nest, and I have this little tiny fuchsia pumpkin. It's maybe it is about the size of a golf ball with this. It has a real stem on it, and I put it inside this little nest, and I put dried hydrangeas like here and there around the bottom.
Oh, so cute. Okay.
And now, do you dry your own hydrangeas or do you buy them dried?
I do.
Oh, wow.
And I'll put that in the show notes too. I actually have a post about how to do that. It's a little off topic.
Where do you get your velvet pumpkins?
Well, I get them from Love Feast Shop.
Okay.
Yeah. She has beautiful ones.
Oh, they're gorgeous. And I
say it again.
I just Love Feast Shop.
Love Feast.
Okay. F-E-A-S-T.
Okay.
And it's Chris Ann who has this. And I just ordered, I can't wait to get some big pumpkins that are velvet with these big, beautiful, real stems. And then they have feathers around, like a feather collar around the top that drape over where the stem comes out. I mean,
they love the idea, stop
you in your tracks.
I love the idea of the velvet pumpkins because they just sound so gorgeous. I mean, I've seen them. They're beautiful.
They're decadent.
I've not had any, but I'm going to go get some because there's something that you can put away and pull out.
Chris Ann.
Yes.
coming. Yes. We're coming.
Yes. We want to talk to you about sponsoring Krishan.
She has a brick and mortar shop now too, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So now I do love those velvet pumpkins, and they are mm-hmm. something fabulous. But I've done it. I've seen others do it. I've actually seen some people do it with drop cloths, which is fun because you can make a whitish.
You mean to make them?
Oh, yeah, that's a crossover with our previous episode.
Right, but you're not mm-hmm. going for that really high end, you know, velvet pumpkin look.
Right.
Like, make it. You know, you don't want it to look like, you know, your grandma's craft fair, look. But right. you know, like a notch above, somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. I made a little trio, again, with using the real sticks that you just find around mm-hmm. and just some scraps of fabric. And my Girl Scout troop made them too 1 year because it was really a no-sew situation. If I came with 3 squares of fabric in different sizes so they could make a little trio. And you did the idea is
so
just
cute.
Yeah, just cut the square big enough so then when you know, kind of you cinch it up around the stick and you could do it with some twine and then some glue to hold it. And then you just cut off the edges, you know, so it does look crafted, but it doesn't look like, mm-hmm. you know, hokey. They're mm-hmm. really cute.
Yeah.
So those are easy to make. And, you know, you can just go into if you have a scrap bin of fabrics, so you can go in there. And I added some custom jewelry beads and some little bit of bling on the top of some of the sticky stems. Super cute.
So, I bet you that was beautiful.
Yeah, I have a couple of posts on them. Mm-hmm. I actually gave a few sets away too because I made some in colors that I knew I wouldn't use just because mm-hmm. that's what I had in my fabric. But so I'll attach those to the show notes as well.
Mm. I do have another thing. I had collected a lot of orange pumpkins. And I paint them. I use chalk paint and paint them.
Now, are you talking about the faux ones or do you paint real
faux,
ones?
They're faux. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fake pumpkins. Those like those bright orange ones that look right. so fake.
Right.
And I painted them white and I've also painted them. They're called blue pumpkins, but they're really more of a green.
Uh-huh.
But here's what makes them look real. And I have a post about this I'll stick in. You pop off the fake stems.
Yes.
And you hot glue real stems.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And how do you get the real stem?
Well, I tell you, I go to all the
places. You go to the store and you pull them off?
No. I go to all my little, like my little places around here that sell pumpkins. And there's mm-hmm. tons
you
of
You snap them.
Them
off and stick them in your purse?
I was going to say, you snap them off? Or?
No.
Do you ask them? Do you just grab them?
I ask them.
Oh,
I say at the end of the season, if you have any left over, because they dispose of them. Mm-hmm. I ask them, do you mind if I come or would you pop off the stems for me and I'll pick them up?
I love you, Yvonne. I love that you do that. What mm-hmm. I do is when I have to say goodbye to my pumpkins, which is really hard for me when you have to put mm-hmm. Christmas out and you know we don't want to do what? Have pumpkins and Christmas? What is that called?
Cross-holidation.
It's a no-no. So mm-hmm. when cross-holidation is looming and mm-hmm. you need to say goodbye to your pumpkins, mm-hmm. take your stems off. Put them in a place where they can dry completely, then put them in a Ziploc and save them for next year's crafty
ding, ding,
pumpkins.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm calling it tip of the day.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Wow. Yes. And
if you buy as many as I do, you have like 100 a year. Yes.
And then make sure you make yourself a little note so you know where you put them.
That's tip of the day. And then tell someone where you put them because you might not find your note.
One year, I found the baggie of them in the back of my sock drawer. Now, seriously, I don't know what I was thinking. It was a fugue moment, I think.
You were socking them away.
Yeah,
well,
I have, away.
I think I can top that. I found the old pumpkin in my garage because it smelled.
Oh, my word. Yes.
Well,
oh,
I hope you were able to salvage the stem.
Well, I didn't even think about it. I mean, I need this podcast.
Let me tell you something else you can do with a pumpkin, and it's very useful. You can use it as a baker. Like you literally can lop the top off, seed it out, but don't take the flesh. Uh-huh. And I have the recipe for the most delicious filling.
Ooh.
It has stuffing and sausage and bits of pumpkin.
And you bake it in the pumpkin?
And you bake it in the shell. First of all, the presentation is out of this world.
Wow. Oh, do you goodness. Keep the lid and then you go voila
yes,
and you take it off?
You put the lid, you put it on a sheet pan and put the lid next to it.
Do you cook the lid also?
Yes. And then you okay. plop it on and it stays really warm and it is scrumptious.
Oh, scrumptious wow. it is.
It's scrumptious. Wow.
Yes. Yes. And then after they eat it, you make sure that you get that lid and you take the stem off and you put it in your sock drawer.
And it's a little darker than the rest, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's great. Beautiful. That's special. That's what right. else is in this sock drawer? Right. That's what I
want to
know.
Okay, wait. Now we're talking about eating and I'm starving. Yummy. We've been at this for a few hours. So I want to tell everybody about our sponsor, Kind Bars. Oh, we love Kind Bars. And yes, I wish do. I had another one sitting next to me because I could definitely
so hungry right now.
Snap mm-hmm. off a few bites.
And they are delicious.
Oh, yeah,
they are. And you can see every single thing you're eating. That's what I love about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can see yeah, them. And when you mm-hmm. read the ingredients, you can read and you understand what the words are.
You it's can not recognize sea salt.
Exactly. Right, and right. cherries and mm-hmm. dark chocolate and all of the good stuff that's in all of these. So what Kind is doing, they're kind enough to be sponsors of Decorating Tips and Tricks, and we are thrilled because we truly do enjoy them. And what they're offering right now is a sample snack box. So you can get so good, 10 yeah. Kind snacks. And now they might be different ones that you don't see in your normal store. Like I get my Kind bars usually at my Trader Joe's or different places.
Well, and I get them at Costco. Huge.
Oh,
box
do you?
And
yes. Okay, so you're that's probably buying them. In bulk anyway. Yeah. So mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to go to Costco if you mm-hmm. signed up for the Kind snack boxes.
Well, and also right like you said, at Costco, there's maybe four varieties in each box. Right. And so this sounds right. like they're giving kind of, it's a different assortment each month.
Exactly. Right? Because they go, I guess they send different assortments or, the, you know, whoever's buying for your particular
store. I don't
even
store. Know how many flavors they have. I mean, I
oh, they have a ton of
them.
Flavors. If you go onto their website, you can see them all, but I'll give you a little idea. There's stuff mm-hmm. like mango, apple, chia, pressed fruit bars. Yummy. There's dark wow. chocolate chunk bars. There's roasted jalapeno almond bar, which
I want to try that one.
Yeah. Like it's got a little kick to
so
it.
Interesting.
Caramel almond sea salt, the cherry and the dark chocolate nut sea salt that we've talked about, and mm-hmm. some other ones that would be mixed into your sample box. So you go over to kindsnacks.com/decorating. And when you put that in, you will be able to sign up to get a free 10 snack box, and all you're going to have to do is pay the shipping, which is fair, right? So shipping, you know, everybody's got to pay shipping. So it's $5.99 for the shipping, and that yum. Will sign you up to get the free snack boxes. And then also you'd be on their list for the snacks that you could get twice a month
yum.
Sent right to your door. I'm going to do
it's
it
twice
for
a
the
month.
Kids.
It's not just once a month. Oh,
right.
Even better.
Yeah. You may. And so you're going to get them. And then I'm going to have them on hand to throw into my lunches for the girls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that mm-hmm. takes a little bit of the mystery out of it. And I know they'll eat it, even if they might not eat the sandwich that I take pains to create.
Mm-hmm. They'll eat the Kind bar.
But they'll eat the Kind
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
You know, it comes and they don't even throw away the wrapper.
What's not to love about that?
It comes back with the wrapper in it. So I know they ate it. But the sandwich comes back in whole. And I think to myself, how long has this been in that bag? Could I possibly eat this?
No, go for another Kind bar.
I'm not putting any mayo. Yeah, just have a Kind bar. Be safe. Yeah. And happy.
There you go. Stop mm-hmm. doing the sandwich.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put in like maybe three Kind bars.
Now it's well after lunchtime for me. And I should have one with me because I keep one in my purse just for this. If I'm like doing errands and I'm running a little late, so it's, you know, like maybe an hour or so after lunch, I need to eat something. And so instead of going through a fast food or a drive through somewhere or getting something I shouldn't eat, a Kind bar is really something wonderful because it does really fill me and tide me over. And it's so satisfying. Who doesn't love things like cherries and dark chocolate and caramel and sea salt and almonds?
Exactly.
Yum.
But they're nice to go snacks. I know my family likes to take mm-hmm. them when they're hiking or doing outdoor sports.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So
Kind
there.
Bars.
Now
you know
I
now
I
you.
Really made everybody hungry.
let's
get back to our pumpkins.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Yvonne was giving us this fabulous recipe, which is what, you know, you give Kelly a recipe and she thinks about eating it and then she thinks about, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's so easy.
That's how we got to Kind Bars.
Do you have pictures mm-hmm. of this amazing dish?
Yes, I do. I have a post on it.
Okay, I can't wait to see it.
And it's done pretty well on Pinterest.
This is going to be a crazy amount of show notes. So everybody should pop over for this particular episode. I mean, the show notes are great for all the episodes. We really try to include everything we say we're going to and even more. But this one, my goodness, everything.
Oh, but we all love pumpkins and we all do pumpkin things.
So let me talk. You talked about hollowing this particular pumpkin out for this wonderful stuffing that you had. So there's another thing you can do about hollowing out a pumpkin. So I did this last year for it was a party at a cooking school. And so I was asked to do the florals.
And hello, a party at the cooking school.
Yeah, there was a party at a local cooking school. And
I would have loved to have been invited to that.
I know.
Really? Great, right? Oh my goodness, that sounds like our cup of tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I was doing the floral arrangements for it. So I wanted to do something a little bit different in something on season and something that kind of had a little something to do with food anyway. So I hollowed out one very large orange pumpkin. And I love the white pumpkins because sometimes in my neck of the woods, because I don't live where Yvonne is in pumpkin land, the white ones are maybe a little misshapen or they're on the smaller side. So I went with an orange, beautiful orange orb. You know, it took me so long to pick it out. And then two smaller ones that were about the same size, you know, each. So so it would be a little trio. And I hollowed them out and I chalk painted them, spray painted them with that white matte Krylon chalk paint that we love.
Yes. Right.
And then I put glass containers, like two little mason jars and then a bigger one. And I did my floral arrangements, but I did them all in sort of that early fall palette that we were talking about, sort of the beiges and the browns and the, and I did white hydrangeas and some cattails. And they really turned out so beautifully. And let me tell you, those hollowed out pumpkins lasted a long time because I know the lady, you know, who owned the place took them home with her, and she said she had them for like, you know, 2 weeks, no problem.
Oh, it is amazing how long they last. The real pumpkins
do last a long time.
Now, did you get invited to the dinner, Kelly?
No, you know, I didn't get to go to the party. Oh, that was kind of sad. I just dropped them.
Sad.
On. I know. Next year, if I get, I'm going to say I'll make the arrangements.
Yeah, be a little more bold.
I'm coming too. I'm coming to the party.
Yeah, make that part of the agreement.
Yeah, but you could do that with, you know, little medium to small size pumpkins and like go down a table. And it's could be, and then
so
here's the other thing, you're taking out the seeds. And so make that my pumpkin seed recipe, which my daughter's friends absolutely love when I send her to school with it. And actually one of the girls, because I said I ran out of pumpkins because I was not going to take my pumpkins from my decor to make more pumpkin seeds for these girls at high school. So she brought one of her pumpkins to my house and
to make them
and dropped it off.
I'll definitely have to get that recipe for seeds. Oh, that's so cute. Hey, you should tell her, bring me the seeds.
Yeah, and just bring me the seeds and maybe the stem.
There you go. Hey, and I've got another one where you take the stem off the pumpkin before you use it. And there is a method to sort of taking the pumpkin off. You've got to like click, you have to almost like flick it with your thumb way down at the base and put a lot of pressure on it, or you'll break it more at the top.
Oh.
But if you get, I got one of those beautiful Hubbards, like a green Hubbard, blue Hubbard, but they're really green Hubbard pumpkins. And I took a pretty big one and I took the stem off the top. And in that divot, I put a little bit of soil and I planted real life succulents in the top.
Oh, I saw that. It was beautiful.
Well, and some of the little succulents have the little, what are they called? Teardrops.
Yeah.
Where they are on like a little vine. They go all the way. They go down this big, like this viney stem.
And that coloration is so beautiful with the succulents and the color pumpkin you chose.
And it lasted, like 2 months. A good 2 months. Yes. Yes.
Well, now, what did you do about watering that? Did you sort of just like mist it or what did you do?
You know, I didn't really water it much, but I watered it a little bit, you know, just every, like maybe once every 3 weeks. It just didn't seem to need a lot.
Yeah.
No, I wetted the soil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't wet the leaves. I wet the soil. And it lasted, and really, I could have taken the succulents out and replanted them. But you know, Christmas is then upon you. So I didn't want to take the time.
No, and you don't want to risk, you know, getting a ticket for cross holiday show.
Really? And now I really want to spread that word. It's a word I made up and I want it to end up in the dictionary.
It's in my dictionary, honey.
All right, so we have to. Can't you add it to the Urban Dictionary?
Can you do that yourself?
Well, I don't know. I have a, you might be able to.
Well, I don't want anybody to steal my word because I know I've made, you know, I'm the one that, that made that word up. So yeah, you don't want to get
we'll back
for cross holidation. Thank you. And I, for years I've had that, you know, we'd be driving around and my little niece would go, now she's grown up, cross holidation, Auntie, Mom, you know, but anyway, so I didn't. And what do you do with succulents when you're trying to decorate for Christmas and you've got to take so many pictures? So I ended up throwing it all away, but you could
You threw out away your succulents?
I did. I hate to say that.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it.
That was painful to hear.
Hey, you just killed an ivy. You're a good one.
Well, it was an accident. It was what is that? It wasn't premeditated.
It wasn't intentional.
Right, it wasn't. Right, it's more like manslaughter, but yours was like.
And didn't I call you a plant murderer?
Yeah. I think you did. And I think. Who's the finger pointing
right back at,
now?
At you, right?
Okay. All right. I have another little off the wall pumpkin craft. Okay. I don't know why. I guess because I just can't get enough of pumpkins that at a certain time of the year, and it'll probably be like immediately after we stop talking today, everything will start looking like pumpkins. Like, do you ever see those cartoons and like, you know, like Bugs Bunny's hungry or something and everything looks like a hamburger?
Yes,
or everything.
Yes.
Like that.
So,
a certain time of year and everything, like my kids start to look like pumpkins. I'm like, what is it?
Oh, they're little round pumpkin faces.
Yeah, little pumpkins. So this time I was in the grocery store aisle and like, you know, getting shampoo and whatever. And then they have that kind of like, usually in my grocery store, it's kind of like, it's definitely not a destination for, you know, spa products, but they'll have like a little display of like hair ties and brushes or whatever. And there were all these beige mesh scrubbers. You know those things? Like they come like on, they have this string on them and it's like a little mesh ball.
Yeah, like the little loofah balls for your tub.
Right. So, but it's not even, like, I don't even know what material that is. It's like, that is
plastic mesh.
Absolutely no natural material in that. And I don't know if people actually use those to scrub themselves with, or it's like a decorative thing. I don't know. But anyway, they were all like 75% off and they were all in this kind of sad-ish beige color. And so I thought, I'm going to buy these and I'm going to make them into pumpkins. And sure enough, I did.
A la the pot scrubbers.
I did. A la the pot scrubbers. I was like, these are bigger and they're white. These are white pumpkins. So I got my little bag of sticks out and I glued them in. And I happen to have found, now, most likely you people that are listening won't have this somewhere in their stash, but you might have something like that. I had stumbled upon these metal leaves that I thought, at some yard sale, like, what am I going to do with these? But I had a bag of these metal leaves. And they look.
It's a good thing you have a barn.
No kidding.
And so I glued them on, but you could do felt, totally could do felt. Or you could even like do like some sort of like, you know, faux leaf that looked pretty good. Okay, so then I put them in a bowl and they looked really cute and they kind of, you know, they don't really stand up so well. But then I thought, I'm going to make a wreath out of these and stick them on a wreath. And let me tell you.
Do you have a post about this?
I do.
I totally missed that one.
And they look really good. So I did a wreath with that black and, you know, burlappy sort of welting that we like and looped it all around. And then I stuck the two or three of these pumpkins on there. I think you guys are going to like it.
Girl.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little crazy.
I can't wait to see
it.
Yeah,
if you want to do something super duper easy, then just buy the pumpkins and you can put them in and don't pay anything.
And put it by your door. Done.
Stack them by your door. Put them in a dough bowl.
I was just going to say that.
Put them
I
in a basket.
I love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Put them in your vignette. Put them on a tray with other beautiful things.
And hey, cloche woman.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't get to that. Cloche.
No, okay.
Put them in a cloche.
Nice.
Put them on your mantle. You can just stand them up like little soldiers on the mantle. I think that's
charming. I love that look, actually.
So you cute.
Put them in a wood crate.
Mm-hmm.
Or in an iron basket. Mm-hmm. And so that's my.
And I found little baby boo pumpkins fit perfectly in a white ironstone cup.
Oh, so great idea. And party favors, hello.
Yes. Ooh, and they would probably sit nicely in little teacups too, if you have a little decorative teacups, you don't know what to do.
And I put orange ones in blue, and because I love orange, blue, and white together. They're complementary colors. They go in a little blue and white fluted and stemmed a sherbet bowl.
And
then have the orange pumpkin.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to get the baby booze.
And then if you want to get really spiffy, you know, have you ever been to a store that have all these like candle rings that have all the little beads and fluff and,
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there are people that use them, but if you put that in the bottom of your like little bowl and you put your little pumpkin on top of it and fluff it all those little beads and wires and things going out. Oh, it looks so pretty.
So when you get the baby booze, are they real or do you do fake?
No, I mean, I get them all. Well, when I'm posting early, I have a big stash of fake ones, but I get real ones. They sell like three for a dollar around here.
Oh, okay. I have to tell you a funny story. Okay. And I didn't remember this last year. It was a funny story that I told several times. And I forgot about it until you just said baby booze. So I'm at my local grocery store, like your regular grocery store. And you know, when you go into the grocery store, oftentimes they have those doors that just slide open. And when they do, there's kind of like a gust of wind. Okay. So I've been now on the prowl for baby booze. And I'm sweating it out because they're showing up like on Yvonne's blog because she's in Lancaster County and it's like 99 degrees here and I cannot find these little white pumpkins. So it's a hot summer day. In September, I guess it was. I go through these doors, you get the gust of wind, and what do I see in front of me is this bushel of the little white pumpkins. Oh my gosh, my heart.
Did you get weak in the knees?
I got weak in the knees. Yeah. I went over.
So it's like a fog clear.
Oh,
and then there they appeared.
I was like, oh my gosh. And now, of course, you can't just pick the ones on the top. You know, you have to go through and find the best ones ones without any
best
bruises
stems.
And just the perfect little twist to the stem. Mm-hmm. And I have a skirt on. It's a long, flowy skirt. And I am bent over this bushel of baby booze, and the next person comes into the grocery store, and there is a gust of wind, and my skirt goes up over my back.
So he saw your baby booze.
You're like, oh, it's certainly feeling breezy in certain places. I didn't feel breeze before. I just could. I didn't turn around because I don't even know if it was a man or a lady. I just I grabbed the back of my skirt. I was trying to hold it down. And of course, I have like four pumpkins in my hand.
And you weren't going to let those go.
And I was not going to let them go because I had already selected those. Oh my gosh, you guys, what I do to find a good pumpkin.
Well, we do. Well, on that happy note. Ding, ding, ding. We can't top that.
No, that's true. I think that's the best one.
We bottomed out.
Yes. Well, remember, we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.